Hi, this is Dan Sheridan connecting you with the past. It was on this day, June 14th, 1777. The Continental Congress authorizes the Stars and Stripes flag for the new United States. The question is, what is the origin of our flag and what does it represent? Well, let's talk about it. Well, today is Flag Day, so we're going to tell the story of the American flag. Now, the photo provided shows the British Union Jack on the right with the Red Cross of St. George and the Scottish White Cross of St. Andrew. The flag on the left is the one used by General George Washington at Cambridge in January of 1776. Now, the flag in the middle was adopted by the Continental Congress on this day, June 14, 1777. The British Union was exchanged for a union of 13 states represented by white stars on a blue background. Nothing prettier than that. Well, below this flag is the Washington family coat of arms with a Latin phrase meaning the event justifies the deed. Well, the Stars and Stripes now represented the United States in their struggle for freedom. It was first flown on August 6th, 1777, and the story behind this event illustrates what America is about: freedom, courage, and ingenuity. Here's what happened. On August 3rd, 1777, British Colonel St. Leger, leading an expedition consisting of Loyalists and Indians, laid siege to Fort Stanwix, a log fortification held by two New York regiments. The American patriot, General Herkimer, knowing the Americans couldn't withstand a siege for long, raised a militia of 800 men and went to the aid of his fellow patriots. However, Herkimer and his band were ambushed near Oriskany, New York, by the Mohawk chieftain Joseph Brant. The battle was one of the most gruesome of the war. The militia, Royalists, and Mohawks became so intermingled, the battle became hand-to-hand combat, men wrestling with bayonet, hatchet, and hunting knife in hand. Brave men fell in the forest, as one writer put it, with their left hands clenched in each other's hair, their right grasping in a grip of death, the knife plunged in each other's bosom. Wow. Herkimer himself was mortally wounded, and as he lay dying, he encouraged his men, continuing to give his orders until he breathed his last. Well, while the battle was raging, men from the American garrison made a daring move and came to the aid of their brethren and successfully drove the enemy away. And when they heard of Herkimer's fate, the patriots returned to the fort with a few prisoners, the spoils of war, and five enemy flags. Now, at the beginning of the battle, the garrison didn't have a flag. So when they returned from their fresh victory, they made one on the spot with the materials at hand. Shirts were cut up for the white stripes. Pieces of scarlet cloth were sewed together for the red stripes, and a blue coat became the background for the stars. Historian John Fisk describes the scene. "This rude flag, hastily extemporized out of a white shirt, an old blue jacket, and some strips of red cloth from the petticoat of a soldier's wife, was the first American flag with stars and stripes that was ever hoisted. And it was first flung to the breeze on the memorable day of Oriskany, August 6th, 1777. The historian Bancroft also says it was the first time that a captured banner floated under the Stars and Stripes. Well, that's the origin of the American flag: courage, ingenuity, and the principles of liberty. The American flag isn't about a child's obsession with colorful paraphernalia. It's about manly principles, which are the basis of our American Republic. So fly the flag today, but never forget what it truly represents. And remember this too: as with religion, so with politics. So often the form outlives the substance. May flying Old Glory never become an empty, dead ritual practiced by those who are ignorant of its glorious meaning, the true faith behind it. Patriotism is devotion to principles. Patriotism is courage and ingenuity on display. A patriot knows the principles of freedom, promotes them, and defends them. Thomas Jefferson described this as the virtue, intelligence, and patriotism of the people. Happy Flag Day. This is Dan Sheridan. You've been connected with the past. The present and future are now yours. So make a difference wherever you're at and in everything you do today. And remember this, be good to each other because we're in this together.